Well, why did I say well? 12 minutes past the hour of 10. Good morning, Lagos, Nigeria, Africa, and the rest of the world. Yeah, you can clap if you wish. That's right.
Thank you.
I know for sure that fun lovers of the Techers and Nigeria Info are ready close to the radio, waiting for us to come on the air and start our craziness on radio. That's what I call it. It's a blend of craziness and calmness. And it's always good because that gives you a result of moderation. It becomes very, very just good enough, fantastic enough for everyone to consume, right? When I bring the craziness of my madness and Andrea brings the calmness and a bit of craziness too, because she...
I was about to say, am I that calm?
You were. I mean,
I'm not calm.
You're the calm to my storm.
Sure.
And you are... let's use a lot of things again. You are...
the yin to your yang, or your yang to your yin.
Oh my God,
yung
my God.
Yang.
That's exactly what happens here. And what a feeling this is to have the one person that solely believes in you 100%, you know, stay beside you and do this radio. Lushala. Okay. And that's one, it's a feeling that's incomparable, inexplicable. And that's a feeling that I have every morning. I come on the radio looking by my left, and I see my right-hand man by my left, if you know what I'm talking about.
The feeling is mutual.
Oh, great.
The feeling is mutual.
Fantastic to hear that. How do you feel this morning, by the way?
I'm great. I'm fine. I'm fine. I am actually fine. How are you?
Very good. Fantastic. Beautiful. And your face is annoying.
It's shining. That's because I put Ororo on it.
Yeah. Oh, my. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. I had to moisturize my face with coconut oil.
That was beautiful to know.
Thank you.
That's for later right there. And generally, Lagos, how are you feeling today? And how are you doing? Dibulewa bai. You are still trying to leave the house.
Speak English, sir.
Okay. Where are you by?
That's Yoruba you are speaking. It's not.
Is Kowali? Okay.
So
where are you, Lagos, Nigeria? Where are you listening to us right now? Are you out about doing your business, or you're still at home? Are you in traffic? Are you in front of a traffic light? Which, of course, would like to major on some of the things that the signs and a couple of things that people should pay attention to. We just want to find out a few things about that today on the show. I don't want to lay it out just yet.
That's right. I mean, a lot of us don't know what the road signs actually mean. We drive on these roads, but most of us actually don't know what they mean.
Or others know and they're just like, now Lagos, I beg, forget
and
that
thing. Ignore it, exactly.
Nobody they look. But truly, some people may not know. For example, I remember a story of a gentleman who was on the zebra crossing, and the rule, according to the FRC and, of course, road signs regulators, if you like, or transport regulators, is that once a person steps on the white line of the zebra crossing, you... an oncoming vehicle, you're supposed to what?
Stop.
For the person to what?
Pass across the road. Now, the very funny thing about that is, now, when in here, right, when you stand on that white line, nobody waits for you.
Nobody waits for you.
In fact, you are the person waiting for the car to pass.
Absolutely. And the question, this has happened before, that this gentleman was trying to cross and then, the car just came over and hit him. Did you see the zebra crossing? The guy said, are you a zebra?
Are you kidding?
Because the guy said,
are you kidding?
Did you see the zebra crossing?
No.
But he was referring to the zebra crossing as...
a zebra?
No. He interpreted it differently. Okay. Whether he's deliberately or not.
Oh,
because the crossing, the lines are called zebra crossings.
Yeah.
All right. So this guy said, didn't you see the zebra crossings? Or crossing...
Yeah.
And the guy said, are you a zebra? you know, stuff like that. I mean, he was trying to be savage, but hey, that's the mindset of so many people out there. Some drivers do not even know.
He doesn't know that him trying to be savage is showing his ignorance.
Absolutely.
It's just. I mean, a lot of us don't know that that sign is quite an important one, and we have them almost all around Lagos, and people don't pay attention to them.
Yes, around Via here, I've never seen someone who would stop. You know, even if you're stopping, you get the cars behind you. Bum, get off the road now. You know. Forgetting to know that, and it is this mindset of importance of vehicles against human beings. So the mindset is, I come off the road, my pass, emoto pass. You know, the car is more important now than human being. And I mean, in my head, I'm like, this is not so in other places in the world. I mean, there are other places where once a human being, of course, if there's no light and it is a zebra crossing, and a person steps on that line, is expected that the oncoming vehicle would stop, because they would have been, you know, where there's a zebra crossing ahead, the signs would tell you there's a zebra crossing ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So you slow down just in case a human being is about to cross, because that's the most important item, if you like, on the road. The human beings, not the car, so to speak. But hey, guys, we'll talk about how much you understand the signs on the road and specifically traffic lights also.
That's right.
To find out.
Do you pay attention to the traffic lights?
Uh-huh.
I think in some areas, maybe some people don't pay attention to the traffic lights. If it's red, if it's green, if it's blue, we all move.
They just need to see that the road is clear. But the irony again is that, you know, for someone who's waiting and paying attention to the traffic lights, you know, seeing someone who is not paying attention to it, it would be like, that guy is the one going against the law. I mean, it would be risky for him.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, even those who pay attention to it, they are converted to those who do not pay attention to the lights because the next time, like, for example, you see the light, it shows you green, you have the right of way, and then you want to go, and someone else who doesn't have the right of way, bumps into you and hits you. That's why in Lagos they say, man, light or no light. So people would say, man, look, use your eye, look left, right, center, wait for a few minutes or seconds before you move. But that's not supposed to be. The light should be the controller. You don't need any other traffic person to be there to control you. In most parts of the world, you don't need people to be there and all that.
All right, Lagos, Nigeria, welcome. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And the first hour of the show is the feel of Lagos. We want to know how you're doing. What's going on around your area? You want to report a situation ongoing at the moment? Feel free to do that as well. And then also, how well do you know the signs? And how well do you pay attention to them? As well as the traffic lights. Do we pay attention to traffic lights?
In Lagos, if I'm going to answer that question, from my observation, the answer is capital no. We don't. And I want to find out today why. Why don't people do? And if you do, come and defend yourself. Me, I always follow. And tell us your experience in following. Did something bite you? Did you die for following it? And
it's Lagos. Another thing I realized, right, is when you're waiting for the green light, right?
Yep.
And the other cars behind you. The moment it hits green light, the amount of honking that you would hear is as though, what are you doing there? Will you move now?
Another thing again is the way we use the horn and then the honk. We use the horn to honk. It's a lot of noise. Some people use it to gist. Pum 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 pum. Have fun now. I did. Pum 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 pum. We go that way. Pum 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 pum. What's the apple?
Oh my goodness.
You know. And it's until you get to some other cities, you get there to realize that. That should only happen when there is need for that. To call attention to someone who is in the right of way, or to call the attention of something that maybe the other driver is not seeing. I don't understand. You just pom. You know, you may have some bike riders, commercial motorcycle riders, who would put a horn of a trailer. And then they are honking all around, boom, boom, just to threaten people. I don't know. It's like the louder you honk, the better, or the more respect you get, or something around the city. What exactly is that about? We'll find out all these. We know about these things around Lagos, and you cannot deny that.
The phone lines are open, 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that via
0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's the number for WhatsApp. And you can be a part of the broadcast as we are live right here. It's 22 past 10. This is What's Up Lagos, and we are
the Techers. All right, welcome back. We have WhatsApp messages, and this is coming from Gloria. Gloria says, this is Gloria from Mikorojo Town. She says, good morning, my favorite couple. Some people say zebra crossing is Tom Tom and...
Some say, Tom Tom has a... They have bought this and I didn't do this road.
Okay. Familia here says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the Techers. Let me tell you both the things that fascinate me about you, sweet couple. The way Andrea switches her voice effortlessly to that comic one always cracks me up. Please do it often. And he says, then Collins, how did you manage to speak many languages? I call you a polyglot. Thank you, Familia. We appreciate that one. Okay. This other messages are coming in. Yep. Another here says, hello to Techers. I love you both. We love you more. This person here says, 6 months ago, I was listening to one of your programs, What's Up Lagos. I heard a woman complimenting or wooing the man who was the co-host. Little do I know that the co-host was the husband. I was a bit wondering, for radio, I listened all through to the show ended. It was so interesting. I tuned in the following day. Ever since then, my radio dial has been stuck to your frequency. I'm enjoying every bit of your shows. Happy 10th year anniversary. And this is coming from Imoni Gie from Ayobo, Lagos.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you for tuning in. We love you like that. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. And 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-7805. That's the number for WhatsApp messages. Let's get into that. Why? Do we obey traffic rules? Do we know the signs? Do we obey the traffic lights in Lagos? That's like, you know, bringing the question, acting like I don't know. All right. And then, but why? If we do not, why? Maybe you have a reason, because I'm sure a lot of people are guilty of this. Someone probably just did it and I'd be like, no, I can't call. I can't tell them. Okay. All right. 01465-7190 is the magic number. But let's stick to more WhatsApp messages.
Okay, Atiba from Yaba says, my own better correct couple. He says, the tech is What's Up Lagos. Cheers to life. Please come and take me to Lagos in Lagos. Shay, that Tom Tom zebra crossing is back. I pay attention to road cautions to avoid bazbos. And he says, my favorite OEP, and happy anniversary to Nigeria Info.
That's right.
Okay, okay, Godwin Prince says, hello, the Techers. Hope I didn't miss the spelling. Yes, you did. It's just 1K.
Yep.
He says, Collins, some drivers in my area use horn to play music and they would be shaking their heads in the steering. It's ridiculous.
All right.
Another is saying, good morning, guys. Most bike riders and drivers don't obey because a law enforcement agency are not doing their job. That's another thing. Today, this morning, I saw just along legally,
So
usually there's this VIO officials doing their job just by the side.
All right.
And this gentleman, two vehicles rather, were, you know, trying to plow the road and take a turn.
Mm-hmm.
And they stopped him, and both of them actually. One stopped while the other said he stopped for a while. Okay, we need to go on a break. When I come back, I've completed this gist. Stay with us.
Okay, welcome back. 10:33 on the clock is still What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And I am Andrea Adwobi Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Teke.
It's the feel of Lagos right now, where all we want to do is to find out how you're doing, what's going on around your area. You want to report a situation ongoing, feel free to do that as well. We're also asking, how well do you know what the signs on the road, what they mean? And do you pay attention to them? Also the traffic lights as well. Do you pay attention to them?
That's a big question we're asking.
I was also sharing a story just before we went on the break. So I said, just on my way coming to the office, I saw this VIO official doing their job just around legally, and two cars were passing and they wanted to stop them, you know, maybe check the papers and whatnot. And one answered and parked the car, while the other one, you know, stopped for a bit, looked at the other guy and zoomed off. And in my head, I could see the frustration in the face of the VIO official. I felt bad for him. Two things came to my mind. First of all, this man is probably trying to do his job.
Yep.
And this is, you know, this individual refusing to stop. And also another thing came to my mind. It could be that this individual's lost trust. Maybe he was thinking that this individual wants to extort him, and that's why he drove off. So we are...
You don't even know what to blame. Who's wrong these days? I know the thing. When law enforcement agents or those who are supposed to enforce the law, especially traffic laws, have consistently broken the law by, you know, maybe collecting bribe, not doing their job. That could be one of the reasons. It's not an excuse, though. But some people will be like, this one, maybe say, which traffic? I don't follow this light or anything. So we could just fight back with that, which is, at the end of the day, it's wrong. Now, back to the VIO. I've been wondering, VIO, vehicle inspection officer. I know the office is not far from here, one of the offices. But I wonder why we don't see them in other many, many areas, you know, different areas. You do VIO, but VIO, we say everywhere, people, they obey laws, compared to so many areas, you know. I expect them to be in areas like Ajah, go there, do your job, make sure that people can follow the route, check the roadworthiness of some vehicles, and inspect and all that. And at the end of the day, you still see some vehicles, you wonder, okay, VIA, what are you inspecting really? Because see these vehicles on the road, some of them need a lot of work. You see, the truth is, I won't lie, as far as these agencies are concerned, all of them, from VIO to LASMA to FRSC, you all need to like air your game. You have to up your game.
I agree with you. Otumba Oyebanjo here says, "What's up, Lagos? Traffic signs and lights." He says, "Obedience to traffic signs is worse in Abuja. Zebra cross and amber lights say slow down, but we increase our speed when we see zebra crossing and amber lights." Good morning, my people. Good morning to you too. Another here is saying, "The Techers, you're the most wonderful couple on radio frequency. Your voices have become opium to the masses, and for me, I always wait to the end of the show to hear Andrea's angelic voice saying, 'God bless our homes.'" Okay, thank you. Another here says, "What's up, Lagos? My favorite couple on radio, the Techers. Lagosians do not obey the zebra crossing. If you are passing there, you have to run. If not, so vehicle would hit the person. Says God would help us in this part of the world. This is Lolo Blessing from Abulegba." And that's the truth. Like I said earlier, you would, instead of you to walk, you know, pass it, you have to run, because cars are coming with high speed, and I'm not going to wait for you, even though there's a zebra crossing sign right there.
That's what I say. You know, as you follow the law, use your brain too. Use your sense. Use your head. Because in some situations, man, mad people do. They don't know. They ask you, "Are you a zebra?" That's what they'll ask you.
Are you a zebra for real?
Zebra crossing.
I really can't believe somebody actually said that.
Think that. That zebra crossing is when zebra is crossing. Zebra, the animal. Maybe we should change the name or just find a way. I don't know, but I'm really particular about that, because I've almost been hit twice on Ajose. Crossing, you know, just crossing. twice. One person stopped, the other person said, you know, what's going on here?
Why are we always on the high speed? Why are we always on the rush? Let us take life easy. Anyway,
Gideon is here. And Gideon says, good morning, Lagos. Good morning, Techers. My name is Gideon from Ibeju, Lekki. About zebra crossing, not all drivers know what the sign mean. That's why we are saying it today. Mm-hmm. What's up, Lagos? Zebra crossing, that is that line that you see on the floor.
That is white.
That is white. They have like 1, 2, 3 line like that over across the road.
It's not the popular candy promo.
It's a sign.
It's a sign
that says you stop when you see someone there trying to cross the road. Mm. It's called the zebra crossing.
That's right.
He says, I do stop a pedestrian at zebra crossing if I notice them on time. However, I notice that some pedestrians just carelessly use a crossing without making themselves visible by oncoming vehicles nearby, almost causing an accident. Walk as if it's their room, especially the ladies. Both the drivers and pedestrians should be cautious anyway. And I think this is actually a very good point. The fact that you know, some people who are actually, that's the pedestrians actually using the zebra crossing don't really also know how to use the zebra crossing. One of the ways that you to use the zebra crossing is once you put your leg on the very first
white line
you put out your hands to make sure that, you know, the driver coming
can see
the vehicle coming can notice that someone is trying to cross the road.
That's right. But you know, that's a place it worked. Another thing, again, could it be possible that you know I know that some ladies like working in front of vehicles. Just pass for the vehicles. Could it be possible?
Where did you bring this one from now?
Don't we drive around Lagos?
So what are you trying to say?
They will majestically walk in front of you.
So wait, I should have majestically?
You see me? Somebody, someone will find me one day. One day. We know. See, ladies, see, this is not... I'm not throwing shades or anything.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But why on a zip? When someone is in a hurry and you use zebra crossing to...
What if I'm on heels? You expect me to run? You wait for me to, you know, cross the road.
If you're on heels, come on, you're on heels before you cross zebra crossing
in
Lagos.
No way. It seems as though the phone lines are actually having issues.
01465-7190. 01465-7190. We're getting some messages here. Just be patient. I'm sure that will be worked on. And only if our normal line is back now. If it's not, let's know. But WhatsApp is okay. We're getting enough WhatsApp messages we go.
Aloha from Lagos here says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techers. It's been a long time. I heard social media highlights from Ruth and Jasmine.
I know, right?
And he says, so my traffic light experience was my friend at ICM Ikeja. There's a zebra crossing there, and she said, oh no, no need to run, they'll wait for us. I said, no, I will run. My friend was catwalking, and that's how one car came from nowhere, come and see the race.
Okay.
She was actually right.
Yeah, you know, Lagos is not a right or wrong situation. It is common sense situation in Lagos.
If we cannot get this one right, then I'm sorry, we can't get anything else right. It's just simple to adhere to that sign. That's all.
Yeah, man, but we are people that need enforcement in every single thing. No matter how, there's a lot of lawlessness. Let's not deny that. It's not just on the road. Every single thing, we need enforcement. They are not doing their job. But you as a person, you know what is right. Just stick to it. I mean, it's just crazy that we have to do a lot of mindset change for us to get things right, especially in this part of the world. A lot of mindset change. It's beyond enforcement. Even the guy enforcing will advise you on how to go about using common sense, because there are crazy people out there.
Okay. Another message. In fact, lots of messages. Let's see. This is saying, what's up, Lagos, Chester, Life, my dynamic couple. Most Nigerians don't obey traffic rules because the law enforcers themselves have compromised.
It was Edin Naji. Thank you for that one. Arabose from Suleri says, good morning, the Techers. Most Nigerians don't obey the traffic rules because they are always in a hurry, especially the commercial drivers. Mm-hmm. And the traffic officials don't do their job. They focus only on private drivers to violate the law for them to extort from them. Why they don't do anything to the commercial drivers because they are the same.
They will dodge now. Have you not seen situation where commercial buses will park in the same place? Did you hear the caller that called that day and said they caught him? Last man caught him at the place where he said, why are you parking here? It's wrong. Vehicle should not park here. You know, sir, what about these buses that you're allowing? He said they're commercial buses. So commercial buses can park in unauthorized places. Yeah. And because they're commercial buses. You know that connection between LASMA and commercial buses or NURTW. Somebody has explained the relationship to us because I don't know. They have explained it. All right. More messages coming in.
More messages. I think you can call 0700-993-993-993 because information just reached us now that the female-only line is down.
Okay.
So you can try 0700-993-993-993. I know that you must have been trying to reach us and it must have been really, really difficult not getting through. But if you can't, you can drop a WhatsApp message.
All right, on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805.
Okay.
Let me mention a number again, 0700-993-993-993. I hope that's working too. But hey, WhatsApp, let's get back to WhatsApp.
Okay. On WhatsApp, Kingsley from TBS says, what's up, Lagos? Thanks for bringing this topic. Please, I want to ask this question about three signs. The yellow line at the middle of Awolowo Road, what does it mean? For me, I think it's for those crossing the road, but some drivers don't even consider people standing there to cross.
Uh-huh.
He says, and also our drivers are so reckless, they don't even consider the water at the roadside to avoid splashing the water on passerby.
Hmm.
Okay, this comes from Kingsley from TBS. I feel your pain, actually. Another message here is saying, good morning to the Techers. Love you guys. It's Tony Clementina from Ikorodu. We love you, too. Zuby from Apapa says, have you been ever been impounded with your car by VIO official? You dare not stop for them when they stop you. It says, be fire. Beware, you recover your car from VIO office, one will go through hell.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Okay. I think maybe that this is why that gentleman in the car refused to stop.
but if you do not have any skeleton in your cupboard, would you...
Sometimes it doesn't even matter. You know, even if you don't have a skeleton in your cupboard, you have to like sort the boys. Is that not what we see every day? Is that not what we see every day?
Mm.
Another here is saying, this is coming from Olugbenga Ogutulu. Right, I hope I got that correctly. From Oniru Lekki says, okay. It says, I want us to invite VIO officials to radio program and ask what exactly their work is.
Okay.
I knew some vehicles we shouldn't see rather than moving one the road. But come to my area, Owutu Isawa Road at Greek Ikorodu. He says, when road construction is ongoing on a slow pace, the VIO is checking vehicles that the bad road has damaged. A lot of vehicles. He says, God bless you. God bless my home. All right. Mike from Lekki says, why is Lagos hiring oxygen consultant? I don't think that's for us.
No, that's not for us.
He said, is there anything walking in Nigeria? Talk less of zebra crossing. Brains from Aja. Thank you for that.
So, zebra crossing, you need government again for zebra crossing to work.
Like, I don't get it.
Okay.
You know, I said this earlier, that if we don't get this particular one right, I'm not sure we can get anything right, because this is solely dependent on you and I.
Making this.
You know, just knowing that this is what is right and pay attention to it.
Is it not in this same Lagos that people will say, do us a pedestrian bridge, do us a pedestrian bridge, do us a pedestrian bridge, do us a... And they will do the pedestrian bridge and nobody's using it.
Come on. Go
to the foot of Jubilee Bridge at Aja. There's a pedestrian bridge that was, I don't know how long, it took almost two turns for that bridge to be built. Finally, it has been done. I don't know if it's completed totally, but I noticed it was done the last time I applied through that area. And people don't use it. People are used to crossing the express road on foot. So, on that, in that case now, you'll be wondering, okay, who do you blame? So at the end of the day, it's not whether the driver or the crosser. It's about the people and the mindset. That has to change.
And it's not even about the government this time.
Well, the government has role to play because they have to.
What must the role to play?
They have to enforce. They have to lead by example. Okay. Leadership is service, but we don't see that. But we cannot blame it on the government to now affect our own lives because at the end of the day, those in power, oh boy, they don't care. If you're rough, they can use a helicopter. You know what I'm saying? They could, or they could use the belts. They have belts. So, hey, guys. I don't know what you think, but hey, guy, maybe this is just like a clarion call. Let's change our mindset and try to fix things one person at a time.
That's right. James from Ogudu says, nearest traffic light and a zebra crossing, you must wait for the light to turn red for the incoming vehicle before you use the zebra crossing. And that's very correct as well. Another saying, please acknowledge my message. This is for Bumi. Okay, this is for Uncle Jimmy. Another message here. This is Mr. Hassan, and he's saying, the outstanding celebrity couple on radio, Collins and Andrea. As for the zebra crossing, don't think Lagos drivers will wait for you when everyone on the road is on the rush for no reason. Okay. Another is throwing in from Lekki says, what's up, Lagos? Andrea, my radio crush. Collins, don't be jealous, but it's the truth. See how she's cracking up the airwaves over the zebra. Over the zebra crossing, I do stop and wave down all the cars, but I don't take the risk of walking on Ito so I don't get run down, because I stopped for people doesn't mean I would be stopped for. And traffic light, that one, the abuse I get is next to none, but I don't mind them all because they won't pay my fine if I'm caught. Righty. Another here is saying, I pray you never fall into the hands of VIO. Just a simple and single offense is 25K. And when they stop you, they must find at least one. If they find three, it's equal to 25K times three. I think I'm getting to understand why that gentleman took off. Okay. Rapture from Suleri says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techers. In the abroad, there's a switch you press at the zebra crossing to make the traffic light turn red so you can press it to turn green when you are on the other side. I think we should implement this one in Nigeria as well. Don't you think so?
Yeah, we should. Sometimes the traffic light could be very frustrating too. Very frustrating, like the programming of it. You wonder what's going on. There's no car passing and they are stopping you. Wait. And what you talked about is something we can also implement.
All right. Another here says, the yellow line on Awolowo Road means you must overtake the cross line to face incoming vehicle. Okay. If you do and those guys are passing by, now 50K. I don't think that's what the yellow line means. Another here says, the yellow line means do not enter except the exit is clear. That's exactly what it means, I think. It is called the yellow box. So you want to enter, you make sure your exit is clear. If you're caught on the box after the light shows red, you will be issued a yellow card and boxed or booked for obstruction. This is more like it. It's an you don't go into the yellow line, right? Do not enter the yellow line.
That's right. Sorry, yeah, this phone line matter.
It's called the yellow box, and do not enter the yellow line or the yellow box if it's not a clear exit just yet. All right. We're going to break shortly, right? Yeah, we're going to break shortly. When we come back, Techie Talk will be live.
That's right.
And apologies if you've been trying to reach us via phone lines. We really do appreciate.
The lines are down. We just got word that the lines are currently down, the female line. They're working to restore it. Do you Welcome back. You're listening to What's Up Lagos with the Techers, live in Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, the phone line's not working. It's quite frustrating, but it's okay. We can do with WhatsApp for now, depending when that is fixed. As long as it's done, we will get that fixed. Thank you so much for understanding. Those who have been sending messages and complaining, it's just a matter of time. It will be fixed, I'm sure about that. So we're talking about understanding the lines, the signs on the roads. We talked about zebra crossing, we talked about the lights, we talked about other signs, and Lagosians are telling us their experience, and that's what we started the show with today. Now, before we move on to bringing you the news update, the headline news, and also get into our techie talk for today, which will have a part two of what we started last week. All right, but let's check out a few more messages as we proceed. I'll take it to me. Who's sending this one? Let me just move away from that. All right. Hi, the Techers. I really love your program. What's up, Lagos? Where can I download the background song, you guys? I really love it. Okay, it's done by Jamie. His name is Jamie Black. Jamie Black. You can check out Lagos by Jamie Black. So I really love the song. Thank you so much. Another one here says, good morning, the Techers. I hope I slept well. Okay, I spelled it right. You did spell it right, yeah. Okay, which one is this now? Okay, it is not safer to... that's not for us. Let's move on now. What's up, Lagos? The best way to know someone who has arrived from Africa to Europe is when they are cautiously using the zebra crossing. That's Karim sending a message. Thank you, Karim. Okay, another one. Okay, yes, you're thanking me for giving you updates. Ewo, after waiting 5 minutes on the crazy Lagos traffic lights, as soon as it turns green, someone, you know, steps on the zebra crossing. Really? Seriously? I know the wait. Sorry. What's up, Lagos? Was that your experience, personally? Well, if that's your experience, we understand. But hey, guys, follow the rule. It doesn't matter whether you wait 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Life will not end if you just wait a few more minutes for someone to cross, right? All right. Another one here says, okay, the yellow line is different from the yellow box. The yellow box is the one at the Civic Center traffic lights. A yellow line is the one at Awolowo Junction. Okay, maybe the next time we have this conversation, of course, we'll get to bring the FRSC or any of those agencies to come and explain. That's if the... Sorry, Cody, don't say that. Okay, 080-0809-597-5805. We're going on a quick break right now to pick some bills, of course, and then bring you the headline news. Afterwards, we'll move on with the show.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. It's 7 minutes past out of 11. You're listening to Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This beautiful day. It's a Wednesday, and every Wednesday on the show, you know, we talk technology. Well, this has been done for the past 3 years. Yes, somebody's got to celebrate that. Past 3 years, every Wednesday on this radio show, where you hear the voice of the microphone heavyweight, or you hear the voice of this amazing lady by my side. Be sure. Yeah. We should do it. We should have an anniversary, a Techie Talk anniversary soon. That's Nigeria Info, so Mark's 10th anniversary. So we're planning that maybe sometime we'll get you more information about that. And over the years, we've been able to bring the biggest players in the tech space. We're proud to have highlighted some of the biggest conversations in the tech space in Nigeria, by extension in Africa. We have spoken to some of the technocrats, if like, the individuals who have, you know, they call them trailblazers in the tech space. You know the list, you know the name, all of that. And we're proud that we are part of this growing industry, which of course is like not just the future, it's our present, it's our past, it's our future, and it's something that we realize. Well, last week we started a conversation on the just to sample the opinion of Lagosians and a listener on the fintech services that they most trust, mostly trust, or which one they use the most and why, which is their preferred fintech service and product and why. And the reason is because we like to, we know that there's a lot of growth in the fintech space, a lot of growth. It looks like it's the new oil. It's where everyone is interested in. If you see one or two people, there's one person who is interested in either investing or is a part of a fintech startup, and which is a pointer to the fact that, hey, as they go like this, that's the future. If you wonder, a lot of banks also are playing in that space. They're trying to play in that space. They're trying to, like, even telecoms companies. That's to tell you that there's something in there. So we are not just interested yet in, you know, those who are providing the services just yet. We want to hear from you as an individual. What is the quality of service you get from your fintech service provider? And if you're going to suggest an improvement, what will it be? And that's what we're asking you today, to tell us what your story has been using a fintech product or service.
That's right. That's right. Have you benefited from a fintech service? Also, what is your preferred fintech solution and why? We also want to know, what are your thoughts of fintech and bank collaboration? Also asking, do you see fintech as the future of banking? And then, what other challenges have you faced or have you encountered when it comes to using these fintech services?
Those are the questions we're asking you today. It's solely audience participatory, so we want you to share. Now, in case you don't know, it's a part of our lives these days. I don't know when last some people go into the bank. I don't know how many transactions you do in a day. And truly, you cannot deny the fact that the fintech has actually promoted, which of course is part of its main objective, to promote financial inclusion. And it actually promoted financial inclusion. So most people, you don't need to have a bank account, so to speak. There are services that afford you the opportunity not only to move money, to receive money, to, you know, buy items, to pay for items. And that has changed the lives of a lot of people positively. But it also comes with its own challenges. And we also like to hear some of those challenges regarding that. So before we get into that, let me give you the phone lines that you can call. The phone line's not working. The WhatsApp number through which you can send a message. So we're doing a WhatsApp today. So send a message on WhatsApp and responding or contributing to the show as we proceed. The number is 0809. Well, did I say that? 0809 5 8 597 5 8 0 5. I forgot me. 0809 5 9 7 5 8 0 5. 0809 5 9 7 5 8 0 5. I wouldn't lie to you. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm mentioning this number, 0809 5 9 7 5 8 0 5. That's the WhatsApp number to contribute on the show. We also have a few tech stories that are making the rounds that will bring your way as you proceed this beautiful morning. Good. Before we get into our fintech and do some breakdown of some statistics out there on fintech, and this conversation is themed fintech and you, by the way. Some news in the tech space. We hear that the total income of the electronic businesses of Nigeria's five largest banks rose to over $282 million. And if you convert that, that's about 115.8 billion naira in the first half of 2021. Now, up to 51% from about $194 million to $282. So that's like 51% increase in terms of what they recorded in the same period last year. Now, the earnings from electronic banking include fees charged to customers for the use of digital channels, such as debit cards, mobile applications, USSD channels, POS, and other related online banking services. We gather that the figure is from the audited financial statements of the country's tier one banks comprising First Bank Holdings, United Bank for Africa, Guarantee Trust Bank Company, Access Bank, and Zenith Bank. And I had to bring that to the fore because a lot of people also, have their reservations about the charges and how they come. Some people do not even know what they are charged for every transaction.
Yeah.
You know, there was this time they talked about, if you're going to be charged for POS, that one just went down like that. And we don't know whether they're charging somehow. You never know. You know, most likely when you do these transactions, you don't care about
The 20 naira, the 10 naira,
the 10 naira, the 15 naira,
the 6 naira. You know, that keeps being deducted while you make transactions.
So that's I don't know. It's a win for the bank. But how much win is it for you out there at the end of the day? You have to pay the price for convenience, right?
Mm-hmm. Remember, you can still drop a WhatsApp message, 0809-597-5805, telling us your fintech experience.
Mm-hmm.
What are your challenges? Have you been defrauded using any of the fintech services or not? Has the service been good to you or not? Feel free to share with us what you think.
That's right. And, you can fall victim of some of the schemes of a cyber fraud if you are gullible, especially if you're in need. And you know that a lot of people in Nigeria right now, in Lagos, they are in need. Everyone need money. So when you see an opportunity, something flash, beautiful opportunity for you, you can make this, I can make that. There's a tendency of you wanting to just jump on it and you're ready. They ask for a BVN, you send it. They ask for this, you send it. And at the end of the day, you start suffering attacks and then you'll be like, where did it come from, as it were? Well, we know that the fintech is a blended term that refers to the financial technology, financial technology. So you have finances, you have technology. The technology of finances, how money is moved, how you can make payments, and how you can receive money, how you can be included, in the financial economy without necessarily owning or so-called a bank account specifically, and amongst all that. If you notice, a lot of banks have also come up with their different fintech products. A lot of them are launching, more and more products are coming. That, again, is a pointer to the fact that, hey, there is something in there. Now, we also mentioned, just to remind you, that Nigeria is home to over 200 fintech standalone companies. So apart from the ones that are done by the banks,
yeah,
we have about 200 of them that are standalone companies in the fintech space, and that is growing. There are many more. These are the ones that we are sure that have been approved or licensed. But I know there are so many more that are running
that are not approved just yet, and a lot of Nigerians are using this fintech services.
Yes, we're expecting about a 42% increase by 2022. The number of these companies. So that number would double or you could double. And I think it can even triple, looking at the way things are going. With the number of funds that are being pumped into the fintech space, and the fintech companies, I'm telling you, before long, you'll be shocked that everyone are fintech. Now, I'm a fintech expert. So the reason
I wanted to ask, what do you think about the collaboration fintech and bankers?
The truth is, they are loggerheads as it stands right now. If you want to look at it technically. So the fintech companies, standalone fintech companies, will be like, no. You have been doing banking, digital banking. You'll be face your banking. Let us have our fintech space. But the banks are like, no. I mean, I have the data. I have the customer. And my customers, if they're interested in fintech much more than going into the banks, as it were, and I already have digital banking. So why not come up with a fintech product instead of relying or partnering other fintech
standalone
businesses?
Yeah.
Initially, there was that hope of, okay, let's partner. And the banks looked at it like, you know what? I'm not sure if this thing pay me. You know, if I get my own, I created my own. And at the end of the day,
are they thriving in it?
Well, if you look at compared to the banks, will stand a chance to even thrive better, because you know why? They already have the customer base. They already have they don't need to start building trust.
Because
the biggest challenges that the fintech companies, standalone fintech companies have is that, you know, because they're new. They're new in the space. Banks have been there for years.
Yeah.
They're new in the space, so it's difficult for people to easily trust.
Yeah.
So they have to do more work.
That's right.
And but the banks, they just need to convert the trust they have and the customer. Anyways, your funds are with us anyways.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, that's where they have the advantage, trust. The fact that they have been there for a while and people have gained trust, or they have gained trust from their customers, so to speak. So they would naturally want to patronize their fintech services than the standalone fintech services.
Or maybe we should put it out there and ask Lagosians, and hey guys, if your bank, does it have a fintech service? Do you prefer using a bank's fintech service or just go straight to the standalone fintech services? Which of them has worked for you? Let's not also forget that the telecoms companies also have their fintech products.
Yeah, of course, they all have their fintech products.
You know, in some countries, the telecoms companies are the one running most of the they have the biggest, strongest fintech products. I know that. So I don't want to mention name, but there's a strong, especially with the launch of Momo, which is mobile money.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah.
That has given some telecom companies, you know, some of the biggest revenue, if you like, as it were. So fintech is like, it's like the thing. It's like the biggest solution in the tech space that is impacting people directly, because at the end of the day, all of us are the hustle. Now money, you want to make money.
It's just like adding money to technology. And you know, technology right now is more or less the new gold.
Absolutely, that's right. I mean, so if everyone's going digital, everything is going online, and that means that's to tell you that the more we should expect more fintech services and products in the nearest future.
Going to WhatsApp right now, Tobey from Moe says, I've always loved fintech. I was so happy when VogPay began in Nigeria. They are the only ones I issue for my e-commerce website.
Okay.
They are so trustworthy. Mm-hmm. As the transactions progresses from time to time, the merchant receives their money in their bank account faster to begin quick facilitation of delivery. They are that good. They made it free and easy in Nigeria. Good. All right, thank you for that one. Another message here is saying, good morning. I don't know if I can mention fintech names, but for me, PiggyVest has been the best for me. Yeah. Helps me to improve my saving culture. Mm-hmm. I set auto deductions on the account, and I tell you what, all these money I use for shawarma and hanging out, my short period of time, it's something. Mm. It's coming from Okpeyemi Apex from Suler.
All right.
Apparently, fintech has done him some good.
Yeah.
A lot more messages. This person here says, what's up, Lagos? In my opinion, fintech is here to stay. It is the present as well as the future. However, I don't think the current big banks will give in easily because they see them as rats taking an appreciable percentage of their revenue. You know, just like you said, they're both at loggerheads.
They are. I mean, it's obvious. I hope they know that the audience know. I hope they know that Nigerians know. But maybe not all Nigerians, but most people know that they are loggerheads. And it's high time to look for a line to collaborate. If not, I don't know how good that is. Maybe next week we get to talk to fintech experts to tell us, or digital experts in that space to tell us what they think a collaboration between the fintech standalone companies and banks would mean to the industry.
Jackpot from Ogba says, I don't believe in them at all, but a particular uncommon fintech company proved me wrong.
Okay.
The name is Serbit. I made an error in transaction. Instead of 20K, I imputed 200K, and they refunded with just a single mail and few details. Wow. Now that's good.
That's good. So what has been your experience dealing with fintech services? There are a list of them in Nigeria, like we said, over 200. And aside the ones that are coming from some of these traditional banks and telecoms companies. Mm. So what has been your experience? Which of them do you use? And what has been your story? 0809-597-5805. This is Techie Talk with the Techers.
That's right. We know that some fintech companies, right? In fact, most of the standalone fintech companies, just like we said earlier, they suffer a lot of challenges.
That's right.
fraud is one of them.
Yep.
Lack of trust is one of them. Mm-hmm. Chargebacks is one of them. And the fact that they are young, mm-hmm. I think that is also embedded in the lack of trust. The fact that they're young, the fact that it's a new development, especially in the tech space, that is the standalone this time, people will find it a little difficult. A lot of people are actually finding it a little difficult to take advantage of these services. I mean, look at the guy who said earlier that he didn't believe in them until he tried, and they proved him wrong. So, I mean, a lot of work has to go into them keeping their reputation and their standards for them to, you know, have that massive embrace from customers.
Absolutely. And to build trust, first of all, you have to build security. You know, when there's security, which is, of course, you're sure that your money is secure.
Yeah.
Your investment is secure.
That's another thing.
You know, and I know that some of these companies will not come out and tell you how much they suffer from cyber attacks.
Mm.
You know, but the truth is, it is a thing. And one of the ways, why we bring this on radio, not like to cast them, one of the ways to help them deal with cybersecurity is for the people involved, people, their customers, to be aware of these gimmicks and ways that people, cyber criminals, take advantage of to defraud them.
Mm.
Because every time a person is defrauded, a system should be blamed. They blame a system.
Yeah.
But we fail to understand that the link between you and how you've been defrauded is you. It's you. You've got to, you must have done something wrong for you to be defrauded. In most cases, you can't just stay and then, you must have exposed that information, your data, or you trust someone and then that person leaks it unknowingly.
Yeah.
You know, when someone does not know anything and then at the end of the day, that person, you know, is taking advantage of, I mean, you say something not knowing, or maybe drop your phone. Hey, I was charging my phone there. There's no password. Not knowing that somebody had access to it. So at the end of the day, informing the people, letting them know that, look, for you to build trust as a result of security, you have a role to play. And your role to play is to be aware, to be security, cyber security aware, conscious. That way you can defend and help this fintech also protect you and your valuables.
That's right. We'll go on a break shortly where we come back. We want to still hear from you.
Yep.
Have you been using any of these fintech services? Do you want to share with us your experience? And also, what do you think about fintech services collaborating with bankers or with, you know, the banking system? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby.
Well, despite the challenging operating environment, there are signs, indeed, of improvement of fintech startups in Nigeria. Now, the best way to think about Nigeria's digital economy is to think about unrealized potentials and the opportunity that we see. Now, overall, guys, Nigeria seems to be shaping up to a perfect environment for fintech startups to prosper. And that's what we all can see now. There are currently, 101.72 million mobile internet users in Nigeria and still counting. And this figure is projected to grow to 142.73 million by the end of 2026. So that means that in the shortest time possible, that number is double the number of the population of several countries combined. So that's the power we have. We have the number. And that means whatever you sow here, you reap, you will grow. And fintech is on the forefront right now, and it's our hope that it will grow. But we have to also identify some of the challenges by, first of all, identifying your experience as an individual using any fintech service in Nigeria. What has been your story?
We have a temporary line that you can call. So if you have been trying to reach us, this one should sound like a good news to you. 090-87-430-545 okay, let me take that number again. 0908-743-0754 I'll take it again. 0908-743-0754 All right, you can reach us via that number. Also, if you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that. 08095975805 Okay.
Well, the new line again, I love it. 0908743 0754 0908743 0754. And the first caller on the temporary line is here. Hello?
Hi,
good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh la la. Okay.
We have WhatsApp messages.
Let's get back to that.
Canis Eke says, good morning, the techers. In fact, these banks do not pay interest to one's account anymore. Mm-hmm. I use Echo. He says he uses Echo Bank, Union Bank, respectively. And it has taken long that I have seen any interest paid to me. Instead, they are good for deductions unnecessarily.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, move away from your radio. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You there? Can you hear us? Anyways, 0908-743-0754. That's the number. It's a temporary number through which you can reach us for now, pending when main lines are fixed. Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers
to live. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so I guess I'm the first person, Adegoke.
Yes, you are. Welcome, Adegoke.
Welcome.
Yeah, I have this number on my phone.
Wow.
Before, yeah. Yeah, of course, you guys have used it before. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So I actually sent an SMS and it's not been read.
Okay.
A WhatsApp message, not been read.
Okay.
So basically, I just stated there that... I think you've read it. I'm seeing it marked screen.
Okay.
Right now. Yeah, so I said I basically use a few trusted cryptocurrency fintech services.
Okay.
You get. Yeah, so one, at least one of them is in Nigeria. Yeah, they have their office in Lekki.
All right.
You know, yeah, so, and I think the other ones too. They are very trusted, and you have to do your KYC before you have to know your customer before you can become a valid user.
All right.
So basically, apart from just using it for cryptocurrency services, you can actually buy airtime
and do
and actually pay other bills with it. You know, and you can actually send money to people. You know, I receive money.
And that works for you.
Somehow.
And that works for you well.
Yes. Yes.
No.
So I can actually now use it for both my cryptocurrency services and other other services together. You know. So the only challenge when it comes to cryptocurrency is that, you know, definitely they have transaction fees.
All right.
Which you have to actually pay. So it takes somebody who knows about cryptocurrency to work around on that. No, but they are very reliable.
Okay. It's changed your life. How has it impacted your life, specifically you as a person?
Yeah, it makes life easy for me now. I did my own. Even I can buy data at very cheap price.
Wow.
In my house, I don't have to go and look for a data seller.
Okay.
Again.
Okay.
At a very, very cheap price. And I
All
can
right.
sell too. I can become a data vendor from there. You get
okay.
money too.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the good thing is, apart from ease of making life easy, there are also opportunities, you know, opportunities to make money in some of these fintech services. And it has employed and helped a lot of people over the years. And that's another area that is very good. And why it's important for us to pay attention to this, because trust me, it is the future. It is a present, it is a future, I repeat again.
All right, on WhatsApp, Steve from Yaba says, hi, the techers, how are you doing? Apart from enhancing financial inclusion via online transactions, one area of need that the fintechs have come to serve is small-scale loans.
Okay.
Banks failed woefully in granting such loans. Now, these fintechs have come to fill that vacuum.
That's right.
And the banks are now competing viciously with them in that space.
Mm-hmm.
And the downside is the high interest rates, which I think will be pulled down by market forces in the long run.
That's right.
Some also are fraudulent or have weak cybersecurity systems.
That's right.
And that part I'm going to, you know, agree on.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, but on the whole fintech,
But on the whole, fintechs have come to stay and it's a healthy development. Some top fintechs I have used are Branch, Cabin, Palm Credit, he says Fair Money, Jumia Pay, New Credit, ETC. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for sharing that one with us. And that part where he mentioned, you know, I said it earlier that as much as fintech services are here to stay, and it's something that we should embrace, there's still other things, there's still other areas where they have challenges. And one of them that is very huge for me is this part that has to do with fraud. And I think that most of them have a very weak cybersecurity system, just like what Steve here has said.
That's right.
If you have experienced it before, where that you use some of these fintech services, or whichever that you must have used, and then experienced being defrauded. Maybe you put in your card, and all of a sudden, when it's time for you to pay back these loans, they keep deducting even when you have been, you know, cleared your loans.
Yeah.
Have you experienced something like that too before?
All right. The lines have doubled now. 0908-743-0754 and 0908-743-0753. I'll take them again. Two lines, 0908-743-0754 and 0908-743-0753.
That's right. On WhatsApp again, we have no name. Good morning, the Tigers. I use Gerta by Flutterwave and they have eased my payment of Facebook and Instagram ads. Before I discovered them, paying via my card was hard, but now it's easy and it encourages me to invest more in my blog and other stuff online.
Okay.
Thank you for that one. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Welcome, Ibuka.
What's up, Lee?
Chest alive.
Wow. It's been a while. But
that's right.
It has been a while.
This line, will it be the line we'll be using to call now? Or the two other lines?
It's temporary. It's temporary. Now.
Okay, temporary. Okay. What about, because you're talking about fintech, Chaka, all those ones, because I heard on the news that they bound it because they were affiliated in dealing with the cryptocurrency, yes?
Yeah, we brought
you. Well, I don't know.
It was in the news earlier. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about you and fintech. Is there any service you use and what has been your experience specifically?
Because, like I heard, Adegoke talked about some of them. I use CUDA to, you know, recharge my airtime, right?
All right.
Because it doesn't charge like other banks, all these somebody or 5 naira, 3 naira. Mm. It just makes things easy. Just putting your money there, you use it to do whatever thing you want to use it for.
All
and
right.
It helps make people trust them, right? Because when I put in the, I use all these USSD code to buy data, to buy airtime.
Mm.
And whenever I do those things, if you have like 1,000 naira, they will purchase it for you. It's not SMS. But this other fintech app, it doesn't.
All right.
May they help us. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Ebuka. I appreciate it.
All right. He shared his own experience. 0908-743-0754. I need to get used to this number. 0908-743-0753 or 0908-743-0754.
We have some guests joining us shortly, but let's see who's on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Cheers to life. Man, we miss
beautiful, that. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. I'm Mr. Michaels.
Welcome.
Hi, Michael.
I'm calling you from Ogijo.
Okay.
Welcome.
Welcome indeed.
And Ogijo is part of Ogun State sharing boundary with Lagos via Likosi, Korodu, Axis,
Italo. Wow. Welcome.
Welcome indeed.
I would say you guys are doing a very wonderful job and first time caller.
Wow. Welcome indeed.
After so very many trials.
this particular number did you good.
Wow.
Well, I think I got the last number that Andre just called.
Okay.
The one that ends with 50.
Okay.
So I've been used to this 0700, whatever, but that is too busy.
That's right. It was busy. Mm-hmm. Good to have you.
Well done, guys.
Thank you.
I love you guys. I love you guys. You guys are doing very wonderfully well and really giving young couples great challenge.
Wow.
I think you guys deserve to be, you know, be inducted in the Hall of Fame of the world, the Global Hall of Fame. Couples doing program together. Come on, we've just never had it like this. Yeah. We've never had it like this.
Yeah.
But I think this is an iceberg that you guys have just given up.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you
back
indeed.
Back to the fintech thing. Yeah, it's been so very nice.
Okay.
This is part of it. You do your transactions online, less going to the bank, doing this and that. I think just the iTech thing has just helped us a lot in this country.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. I've never been defrauded anyway.
Okay.
But I think some of these banking services that we do, you see some illegal charges.
Yeah.
Unnecessarily sometimes, you know, it pissed ones off.
Hmm. That's right.
Pissed ones off.
That's right.
But I think it's a good innovation and quite timely, even in a time like this.
All right.
I just hope that a lot of people get, you know, fixed into it and let's keep the world moving.
All right.
Thank you so very much, you guys.
Thank you.
Wow.
Okay.
Filled with praises and commendation there.
Thank you. We appreciate all the kind words. Mm-hmm. We appreciate.
I think the banks have to do a lot more. And just like the fintech to do more. The banks, if they want to play in the fintech space, I don't know if you're listening. I know they're listening. Mm-hmm. They've got to do a lot more.
Absolutely.
The vibe of the people out there, I don't think they want you in the fintech space. So you've got to do a lot more.
All right. Okay. Hello. I think we should suspend this for a while. Hello.
Yeah, this is Peter calling from Ujualegba.
All right, Peter from Ujualegba, let's talk.
Okay, so my issue is with the banks. Now, I would say the banks should actually, there's a projection that in the next 4 or 5 years, you would see more of people going the sway of the fintechs, especially in Nigeria.
That's right.
This is because you have all the unnecessary charges and it kills the average man out there. But the fintechs just have to do just one little thing. Do more information with regards to how their systems operate. And tighten their cyber security. That's all.
Because
in the long run, it doesn't pay. Why am I banking with you when I do not have interest? But meanwhile, you guys are charging more.
All right. So how would you feel? Are you okay? Banks are going to fintech right now. Is that okay by you?
They're going to catch up.
What did you say?
They're going to catch up very late.
Very late. Wow. Okay.
The fintechs are going up at a very crazy.
Okay. He believes the banks will catch up late. The fintech.
Why do you think he said so?
Because the fintech guys, you know, I think they were the men's business from the onset. You know, they were not distracted when everyone was saying that. What's that? When others were talking it down, they didn't give up. They were looking for funds, and they now have received a lot of funds with COVID that happened.
Yeah.
COVID made less people to go to the banks. Everyone should go digital. You know, it's a contactless world. So that gave them a boost because now, okay, stay at home and do this thing. While the banks were struggling with their digital services here and there, some apps were down, up and down. They had made sure that they're perfecting their architecture, the technological
the
architecture of whatever it is they are doing. And some believe that they are way ahead. But let's see how this plans out. It's getting interesting. It's getting interesting. Hello?
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 Hello, good morning. What's your name?
Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Let's talk.
Finally, I'll be able to get across to you people.
We're glad that you did.
Yes, about the fintech. It's nice doing business with them. My name is Linus from Yaba.
Okay.
Welcome, Linus.
Wow.
Yes. It saves the stress of going to the bank during COVID. there was social distancing. You go to the bank, there will be a long queue, and you have to sit under the canopy in the sun and all of that.
Mm.
You just walk into all those people, give them 100 naira, and save yourself the stress of cleaning up and examining protocols and all of that.
Mm.
All right. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
We got that.
All right. Fidel is here. He's sending a message from Awuyaya. He said, FinTech? What is FinTech? I'm hearing that word for the first time. So please explain to those of us who know no books so we can be in the know. Do you want to go for that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's pretty simple. And there's no shame in that. A lot of people do not know. Now, FinTech is like a term. It's a blended term. So blended term means you pick two words and blend them together. FinTech is financial. Techno, and then tech, fin is for financial, tech is for technology. So it's financial technology, if you like, which refers to, of course, financial. And it is it's an emerging industry. So if you can transfer, that's pretty much what we're going to put it. We have limited time to get into it, but that's what that word stands for, financial technology. The ability to receive, send money, the ability to also purchase things without necessarily having a bank account, the ability to also save, you know, have a wallet. You know, FinTech brought about e-wallets here and there. So you can have an e-wallet where you can transfer money, you can move money from one, you can give people your e-wallet account and they can send money to you. So apart from that, also you can order for ride. If you go to pick up your, you want to use an e-hailing
service.
Mm. That's FinTech. That's FinTech, the ability to be able to do that without necessarily exchanging cash, as it were. So it's all FinTech. So you might want to do a bit of research on your own. We can't explain all that in less than how many minutes we've got.
That's right. So Fidelis must have actually been using some of these FinTech services.
And you don't know.
And do not know that it's the FinTech service that he's been using. Anyway, another message here. Samuel from Powerline Ejibu says, good morning, the techers. From my own point, most of these so-called FinTech services are not that secure because the internet hackers break through to defraud people because of the advanced level upgraded hacking links. Even these days, banks are vulnerable to these hackers.
That's right.
Huh. Another here. Okay, you need the numbers. Ray Prince from Canada needs the numbers and he wants to call in. I don't know if we have more time to pick more calls, but I would
just give him
the number again, 0908-743-0754 or 0908-743-0753. Another here is saying, please, I need a FinTech service that I can use for my ad promotion on Instagram. I have been trying to use my ATM, but it doesn't connect. This is Ibas from Ijora.
Ibas, we'll get your number. We'll hook you up. Don't worry.
Olatunji says, the day Kuda starts processing checks, I'll quit mainstream banking. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Okay. This person says, I love your program. Well done. Ah, thank you.
Thank you.
Oluwa Toby from Songo says, what's up, Lagos? FinTech are here to stay. Especially because they have excluded bank charges and added easy loan access. For DMBS, you'd be charged 50 naira on receipt for 10,000. And about that, that's not the case with many other fintechs.
Mm-hmm.
They have made my life easier because I run a POS business. Receiving money via transfer saves me a lot. All right. We need to go on a break quickly. We'll be right back.
That's right. This is Techie Talk with the Techers. Ashetan Lati. Where did that come from? Anyways, welcome back. We are wrapping it all up right here on Techie Talk, part two of FinTech and You, where we asked you to tell us your FinTech experience. We also shed more light on this current state of things in the FinTech industry in Nigeria, hearing specifically from Nigerians what their experience, you know, or experiences have been regarding using some of these services on Techie Talk. And I hope it was informative, hope it was interactive as we looked at it.
Yeah, and I want to quickly take Tobey's message because this is very vital. He says, please tell the public that if you lose your wallet or bag which has your ATM card, tell them to block the card. I read on a blog that some websites can still process payments without OTPs, that is a one-time password or token. Whenever you lose your card, go straight to the bank or to go straight to where you need to go to for them to block your card.
That's right. Well, that's it for Techie Talk today. Thank you so much, Andrea. I mean, you are awesome. Trust me. And you know why. But hey, guys, thank you for being a part of the broadcast. We appreciate you. Every week at Wednesday, we bring you Techie Talk. We look forward to having you join us again next week on the show. But this is where we wrap up What's Up Lagos with
the
Techies.
That's right. The news comes up immediately. It comes up at 12 and afterwards, Sunnyside with Choice. I am Andrea Odwobi. Take care.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Take care. God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria.